We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samech Chamad Aleph, and we finished the sugya of Sheva Mitzvah Noach, which started from the Mishnah that said that Megadef is Chayiv Skila, and it says Ein Chayiv Ad Shefaris Hashem. And Rishua Mekarcha explained that when you go to Beis Din and the Edim say this person was Mevarach Es Hashem, first of all, you do it with a kino, yaka yoisi, yasi yoisi, by nigmar adin, you have to actually say clearly what the person, the Rasha did, exactly what he said, and the yonim stand, and they rip their clothing, and loy ma'achim don't sew it back up, and the other aid says, I have an ikamayu, that's the Mishnah says. Now, our Gemara is going to go back to explaining that Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, Om Yishu ben Karcho, Om Rav Acha by Yaakov. The only time you are chayiv skila from a gadiv is only if you mevarach es Hashem with the shame of arba oisias, which is yud kei vavke. For most shittas, it means yud kei vavke. Some say it means the shame adnus as well. La afuke is coming to exclude ben shtei oisias, like yud kei. That's not enough to be chayiv misa for that. Chayiv misa is bezdin. It says in the Mishnah like that. Yaka Yoisi is Yoisi. And Yoisi is four letters. And it's referring to Yoke Vavke. Yaka Yoisi is Yoisi Tanan. So of course we understand there has to be a shame of Arba Yisias. Someone says, no. Really, any shame Hashem, there's a chi of Mevarach Hashem, there's a chi of Skila. And the Mishnah picks Yoisi is Yoisi. It picks that Lashon. Kamash Lo, no, it's Dafka, has to be for the shame of four Yoisis in order to be Chayiv, Mises Bezdin. Ikadamri, Omar Vachav Yaakov, a different version of the member of Vachav Yaakov. He says, from here, Shema Mino, Shame Ben Arba Yoisis, Nami Shemu. Which means there will be a Havamina that you have to use the Shem HaMefarish of 42 Oisiyas, which is one of the Shemas we don't exactly know what the Shem is, but the Shem of 42 Oisiyas, it's even a higher level than Yud Kei Vavke. So maybe you're not Chayiv until you use the Shem HaMefarish of 42 Oisiyas. So Zogim Rachav Yaakov, Shema Minof Mar Mishnah, that 4 Oisiyas, the Yud Kei Vavke is enough to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Shmamino, Shem Ben Shemu, is Nami Shemu. Tzmar Pshita, Yaki Yoisi Yoisi Tan, says the Mishnah Yoisi, which is four letters. Ma'ot Yamadika Shem Rabba, we really need the Shem of 42 Yoisis. And Mosda Amo Nakat, and Stam, the Mishnah picks the case of Yoisi. Kamaslo, no, it's Dafka, that by Shem HaMefarash, you're Chayiv, Dafka Shem HaMefarash, Yud Kei Vavke, you don't need the 42 Yoisis, but also Yud Kei also is not enough to be chayiv misa for that, and same thing for kinoi, it's not enough to be chayiv misa's bezdin, which is actually, we had a discussion on this on Daf Vav and Aleph, Machlekes Tanoim, there, what you have to say, that there the Tanakhama says that there's Rameyer holds there that you chayiv even on the kinoim, but Chamayim al Shem Av Yucha b'misa v'al kinoim v'azara, that you only chayiv misa on the Shem Mefarish, which is the Shem Yudke Vavke, and on Kenuyim, there's a Issa Lav, but there is no misa. Zot the Gemara Vaitu. It said in the Mishnah that Nigma Hadin, so for the Gemara Din, you want to give this Rosh Misa, you have to have the Edim say explicitly what he said. You have to actually speak out the Shem Hashem that he's Mekala, the Mevarachas Hashem. Mamash, you have to speak out what he said. And what does it say? That the Dayanim stand on their feet and they rise Kriya and they rip their clothing and they don't sew it back. So first of all, it says Oimtim. Why do they have to stand up? Because they hear Shem Hashem, you have to, Shem HaFirish, you have to stand up. Minolim, how do you know? Omra Yitzvah Ami, the Omra Kra, it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk of Shaft, a very interesting story where there was the king, Egloin Melech Moyer, who gave the Yidin a lot of tzaras. And after a bunch of years, I think it was 18 years of giving Klai Yisrael Tzaras, Hashem appointed a shofet, his name was Ehud. And Ehud went ahead and he landed up killing Egloin. And it says he came to Egloin, he says, I have Dvar Hashem for you. And the Pasuk says like this, Ve'ehud Ba'ilav, who Yoshev Ba'aliyas HaMekorei, Ashaloy Levadi, he was sitting in his cool chamber himself. Vayeme Ehud, Dvar Elikim Li Alecha, I have something from Hashem for you. Vayokom Yala Kisei. And he stood up from the Kisei, he stood up to hear Dvar Hashem. So you see, this Goyish king, Egloin Melech Moyav, stood up. Vayloid Varam Kavachema, Ma Egloin Melech Moyav Shunachri. First of all, he was a non Jew. Lo Yoda Ella Bekinui. And also, he only heard the Elikim. He didn't even know Shem HaFarish. Still, Amad Yisrael, Vashem HaFarish, if it's Yisrael, which is the Yonim, and hearing Shem HaFarish, Al-Akas Kamakama, they have to stand up for the covet of Hashem HaFarish. So that's the Makar, the Oimdim. Then it says, if you hear this this Mevarach es Hashem, you have to rip rice kriya, you have to tear your clothing. Kairi Menol, and how do you know? The Chsiv, it says in a Pasuk, this Pasuk is talking about when the Goyim laid siege on Yerushalayim, I think it was Sancheriv, and they sent this person named Rav Shoke, and he was Mekalel, Mevarach es Hashem. And it says that three of Chizkiyahu's attendants or his shamashim, they heard what happened. And it says in the pasuk that they came to tell Chizkiyahu HaMelech what happened. Vayovei al Yochum ben Chilkiyah asher al Abayis v'shevna ha-sefer, which we had before, was Yuch Talmud Chacham, v'yoyach ben Asav ha-maskir. They all came, these three workers in the government that worked for Chizkiyahu, they came to Chizkiyahu, keruye begadim, by Yegidilei Divrei Rav Shoke, and they came to tell him the words of Rav Shoke. And you see why they ripped the clothing, because here they heard these Divrei Gedufim from the mouth of Rav Shoke, and therefore they ripped the clothing. So you see this idea that you have to rise Kriya if you hear a Megadif. It says in the Mishnah, Loi Ma'achim, you cannot sew back these clothing. Once you rise Kriya, you cannot sew it back. No, how do we know? Amravo Asya Kriya Kriya. We make Zereshava Kriya Kriya. Ksiv Hacha Kriya Begad. It says over here that these three people of Chizkiyahu, three ministers of Chizkiyahu, came in Kriya Begad because they heard Megadim. The Ksiv Hasam, it says Loshan Kriya of somewhere else. It says by Elisha, when Elisha saw that Elion Avi died, Elisha Royav, who Matsaik, Avi Avi Rechav, he saw Prashav. Vloy Ro Oid, Vayechazek, Bevigodov, he took his clothing, Vikraim. Lishnayim kiroim. He ripped it to two kiroim. Lashayla is when you rip something, it's always two. What's it? It's the double speak here. By yukim lishnayim kiroim. Mimashus them by yukarim lishnayim. Any day shem kiroim. What's lishnayim kiroim? Matlam kiroim alamid shem kiroim loylam. That it's ripped forever. And we learn that from that kriya to this kriya. Just like that kriya is loyma achin. Same thing by kriya over here. But hearing shem the megadeth, you rip the clothing without sewing it back. Tanu rabbanu. Says in the Brach like this, Echad HaShamea, if you hear Gidufim, you hear Megadeth, Echad Shamea Pishamea, if you hear it from someone else who says over a report of a Megadeth, Yechayev Lekroya. But Va'edim, Ein Chayev Lekroya. The Edim was saying over the story, and not Mechuyev to rise Kriya again. Why? Shvah Karu, Meshach Shasham. When they heard this, they rise Kriya then. They don't have to rise again. Right, the Gemara V'chikaru, Meshach Shasham, Umay Hava, Koshami Hashta, they're hearing again a Gidufim. Why don't they rise Kriya again? So my answer is, when Chizkiyahu heard this, the words of Rav Shoke, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra es begodov, it says he ripped his clothing, and Zavuya in the Pasuk, HaMelech Chizkiyahu karav him like karu. The three who said it over did not rise Kriya again. Why not? Because you only have to rise Kriya when you hear Gedufim. So when the Edom are saying it over, they're not hearing Gedufim again, they're saying over that there was a Gedufim. They heard it already. They heard the end of Gedufim. But Chizkiyahu, who's a Shemaya, is hearing Divrei Gedufim for the first time. He didn't hear it yet. And by him, he's hearing not just a report, he's hearing actually Divrei Gedufim. And therefore, he has to rise Kriya. So the bottom line is like this. Whenever you hear Divrei Gedufim, you hear a Megadeth, you hear a Mekalel, you have to rise Kriya. But if you already rise Kriya on that klala, so even though you're reporting it over again, it's not considered a new klala, you don't have to rise Kriya again. Therefore, only Chizkiyahu rise Kriya, and the Edom also don't have to rise Kriya again, just like those three ministers of Chizkiyahu did not rise Kriya again. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmur. Rav Yehuda Mashmur is going to say two halachas, and we'll see Rav Chiya argues on both. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Hashemeya Azkaram Pi Oyev Chavim, Eina Chayev Likraya. If Oyev Chavim says, is Mevarech Es Hashem, and he hears it, he's not mechuyev to rise Kriya. We know a goy is mechayev mevarech Hashem, but you're not mechuyev to rise Kriya. We find that Rav Shoke, who was, we were assuming he's a goy, he was from the army of Sancheriv, we were assuming he's a goy, and he was megadeth and rise Kriya. I'm talking Rav Shoke. The more answer, Yisrael Mumahoya. He was really Yisrael. He was Yisrael Mumah, he was a Russia, he was Yisrael Mumah, but he was a Jew, and therefore you had to rise Kriya. That's one halacha. One halacha Rav Shmuel is, but a goy, that's Mevarech Es Hashem, you don't rise Kriya. Noch halacha, of Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Ein Koyrin Ela Al Shem HaMeyuchad Belvad. You only rise Kriya on Shem HaMeyuchad, LaFuke Kinoi Deloy. LaFuke a Kinoi that you don't rise Kriya. Only rise Kriya if it's a Shem HaMeyuchad, but not if it's not a Shem HaMeyuchad. So these are two halachas. First, he said a goy, you don't rise kriya for a goy. And second of all, you don't rise kriya if it's not a shem hamiyuchet. It's not a shem hamiyuchet. Shnaki yokevavke. Upligid Rabbi Chiya b'Tavayu. Rabbi Chiya argues on both. Don't Rabbi Chiya Hashemeya Askar with Manazeh. Someone hears Askar with Manazeh when there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore, and people are not scared of Mises Bezdin anymore. So then, ain't a chayiv lekriya. You don't have a chayiv to write kriya. Why not? You're going to have everything full of krum. All your clothes will be ripped up. Why? Because we're assuming that it's so common to mevarach es Hashem, because there's no punishment, there's no threat anymore, and no one's scared about it anymore. So Mara wants to know, what exactly is he talking about, this Rav Chiya? Ilim be Yisrael, do you think a Yisrael is mevarach Hashem all day? Me bekuri kuhai, they think because there's no einish that can be half like that? That's not a way of Yisrael. Ela pshitim evichav. It means a God. Now, a guy was saying that the guy says Azkara, really you should write Kriya, but since it's so often, you have so many clothing ripped, you don't do it. So we're talking about a guy. And we're not talking about Shem Yuchad either, because Shem Yuchad, Migamiri, a guy does not know Yudke Vavke, so obviously he's using a kinui. Elab a kinui. V'shma minorans, before you from here, that only because it's Manazah, and there's no punishment, therefore it's so often, and that's why you don't want all your clothing to be ripped. Who deloy? That's why you don't do rice kriya. Hami kara, but the time and the base of Mikdash chayiv, you would rice kriya, even though it's from a goy and even though it's a kinui. Shma mina, both things not like Rav Yehuda or Shmuel, because Rav Chiya holds even if it's a goy and even if it's a kinui, you do rice kriya. Not like Rav Yehuda or Shmuel said that by a goy you don't rice kriya, and he also said by a kinui you don't rice kriya. We see from Rav Chiya not like that. That even if it's not the Shema Farish, and even if it's not the not Shema Farish. And even if it's not a yid, you still rise kriya. So the Gemara Vayit. That's in the Mishnah. Hasheni Amar Fani Kamayu. The second aid doesn't have to repeat over exactly what he heard. He says, I heard exactly what the first one heard. Amar Shlokas Shemami No. Afani Kamayu Kosher Dinam Amunus Dinam Falshas. It must be that Afani Kamayu is Kosher Saiver Dinam Amunus with Saiver Dinam Falshas. Which means that when two Eidim say Eidim, if one Eid says it and the other Eid says, I'm saying like you, that's really enough midaraisa. We know every Eid has to speak of that clearly. You have to speak it out. And here, you don't want to have a Mavarach Hashem again, say it out again. It's terrible, not a cover to say it again. That's on the Raisa. Because the Isaac Gedat Apostle, if it would be possible with the Raisa, and really each Eid has to say it specifically, here, how could you kill someone just by an Eid saying Afani Kamayu? Because you don't want them to repeat over the Klala, so then we're going to say you don't have to have Kosher Eidim? If Eidim had to say, both of them have to say over the exact story, so how are you allowed to kill the Rashi here? Teretz is, after you come over, the rice is good enough. Usually, when Midar Banan, we say, you have to say it with Farish, but here we don't want him to say it over the Klal of Hashem. Therefore, we say, he can say, after you come over, with Ukma the rice. Then it says in the Mishnah also, Vashlish Yom after you come over, the third aid is after you come over. What's the third aid doing here? You have two aid, it's enough. So after tomorrow, stomach, Rav Akiva, the Makash Gimel Shtayim, Rav Akiva is Mechadish, that if three of them come, they all have to be kosher now. If one of them is kosher apostle, the whole thing is disqualified. You know you have two kosher Eidim. Same thing, if one of them comes Zayimim, they're all apostle. One of them has kosher, all apostle. So you need the third one to speak out, Afani Kamo, because if the third one can't say Eidis, it disqualifies the whole entire Eidis, because Rav Akiva holds, when three of them come together, they are considered one Eidis, and you have to be Mevar, all three of the Eidis.